Update us on the gubernatorial run. How's things going?
Okay, well, everybody, here's a big, another big announcement. You're catching me at the perfect day for news.
I love it.
We're setting up this. I've been going around the state doing these little debates. A couple of them I've actually been blocked on. I'm going to be honest with everybody. They're blocking me some to come even and speak at with the other candidates. And then I get there and they only let you talk for about 5 minutes. So I said, you know what? What am I the best at is marketing. I think I'm a pretty good marketer. So what we're going to do, we're scheduling Wednesday upwards of 75 rallies, mini rallies to big rallies all across Minnesota over the next few months. And I'm going to go nonstop where we're going, where I come into town, we're going to do, you'll know ahead of time. We're going to do, think of, like I say, I hope it draws thousands of people. And we're going to be there. We're going to be giving away my book free so people get to know who I am. And then I can speak as long as I want, answer questions. Because, Scott, right now I feel I'm the only candidate that can win. I have the national president. It's going to take a lot of money to beat Amy Klobuchar with that machine she's got going on with it. And remember, all this fraud happened under her watch, too. This is going to take a lot of money in marketing, and I can reach out nationally. Minnesota is under the eye of the whole nation right now with the fraud, and I, with my national platform, I can able to do that. And with the marketing, I don't think any, it's one thing you could say anything about these other candidates, but one of them has been, Lisa Damon. She's been around for a year and a half, Speaker of the House, and this stuff happened under her watch too. I don't care if she's a Republican. You can brag all you want that, oh, I tried to set up something a year and a half ago. Well, I'm sorry, it failed miserably. This is the state our state's in right now. The state of our, you talk about the state of Minnesota, you can't get much worse what's going on. And you can have all the best solutions, which I believe I have, by the way, but you still have to win. You have to win. This is the most critical midterm election in both in Minnesota's history and the nation's. We have to win.
So what's the path to victory? I know that our part of Minnesota is obviously Trump country. The question is always, is there enough of them? Can you motivate them?
Well, here's the path I have. By the way, everybody, I need your help. I need support at mygovernor.com. I just got that URL for this show. So go to mygovernor.com and help us. What we're going to do, like I said, here's the pathway to victory. In 2020, there was 250,000 Republicans that voted for Donald Trump that didn't even bother to get out to vote in 2022. So when I go around, let's say the outer city rallies, those we can get engaged. I believe I'm the only one that can go town to town, tell them the urgency. I want to get all the churches engaged. I want to reach out to them and say, I'm coming to your town. You need to know how critical this is. This is a battle of good and evil. This is a biblical proportions. This isn't just, okay, well, maybe we'll get them next time. There isn't going to be a next time. You're going to have a mass exodus of Minnesota, of businesses and people. There's so many things. We have the highest corporate tax in the country, the regulations, the corruption. It's just a mess. But so that engaging those 250,000 people to vote. And then I have then all of the cities that I have, your St. Clouds, your Rochester's, your Minneapolis, your St. Paul. I'm the only one that has worked with them for the last, not the last 5 years, but the whole 12 years before that, going back to when I got out of addiction in January 16, 2009. I've worked with the private sector and with all these programs you have for people homeless and addiction, all these things that I want to address in the inner cities and in these cities to address these direct problems. But the way you get people to vote there is I'm going to go down and say, here's the ones that know about me and do commercials. I want to do half hour infomercials and commercials put out on my massive social media that say, let's say you're an inner city, someone in the inner city, and you're going down there in Minneapolis and you got all these people that are going to vote for Mike Lindell. You do commercials on them and videos. and they're the ones that convince the other people to vote for me. Then it's not Mike Lindell saying, hey, look at the bad things these guys did, and here's what I'm going to do. Please vote for me. They need to hear it from their own people. Like, let's say it's suburban housewives. They always say, oh, they're just upset with Donald Trump, and Mike's too branded with Donald Trump. That's rubbish. I'll go down, I'll get all these people that are suburban housewives and say, hey, we're voting for Mike Lindell because in the suburb, here's what he's going to do, this, 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 and this. And the same way with the farmers, the teachers that I met with. You go to them and you say, all these teachers, here's why I'm voting for Mike Lindell. And they're convincing the other people, the other teachers, the other farmers. And so it's all marketing, Scott. It's going to be the biggest marketing campaign this country has ever seen. Everything that I've learned up to now, I'm going to engage and put that into practice to win this election.
I would assume you're going to have the support of Donald Trump in this race. Am I right?
Well, he's already reached out and said Mike Lindell deserves to be governor. I'm not going to make any assumptions, but I don't see why not. I mean, he's always about timing. You see, when he's done his other endorsements, their primaries are going on right now. Minnesota's is until August. So, he's probably positioning it, right now when the best time for that to be. But yeah, I would, I'm going to make that assumption, but I'm not going to base everything on that. But I'm going to get out there and get those people to vote for me. And that's what these rallies are going to do.
Your competitors saying you're too branded to Trump. You're not hiding from that. That's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely right? Not. That's a benefit. Come on, that's a benefit. The benefit. You think of me in office. I can work hand in hand. It's not just the president. You name the person in Washington. I got them on my speed dial on my cell phone, and then also I have people from the previous administration that are going to be helping me, like Rudy Giuliani to help Minneapolis and to bring in, like he made New York the safest city in the world. Ben Carson, one of my best friends, that's going to be. By the way, he endorsed me the other day. What I want to do when I do these rallies around Minnesota, there'll be a surprise of who shows up to introduce me and to talk a little bit. People like your Ben Carsons so as we do these rallies, I think it's going to engage these people. I'm going to just keep putting out the sense of urgency. You got to vote. You have to vote. You have to vote, because there isn't what might not affect someone out in Western Minnesota thinking, oh, I'm not affected by Minneapolis and stuff. Well, everything you do out there, from your corn price, everything is affected by politics. So I think it's education and getting the awareness out. I'm pretty good at getting people motivated, and that's what it's going to take. Those quarter million, remember, there's more than just the 250,000 people that voted that didn't vote in 2022. There's a huge, even a bigger number that didn't get out and vote at all. And we're talking about Christians that didn't get out and vote, conservative Christians that didn't bother and get out and vote. They probably didn't even vote 2020. We don't know, but we need to. I used to think, Scott, that I didn't think politics affected me at all back in the day. Now I know it affects everything we do. This is where the battles lie. And our president has broken through that. And we can't let everything he's done be in vain. And you're right. That was the thing. Well, Mike Lindell, if you guys look on social media, there was a big questionnaire and a poll by Alpha News where I won the poll. But Alpha News put out, this just was yesterday, I think, and said, who do you think should be the GOP nomination for governor of Minnesota? I think I hit about 80%, but there was a couple negative comments saying, well, Mike Lindell has too much baggage and he's branded with Donald Trump. Well, that's a good thing. I'm sorry. If you're talking about what went down in Minneapolis, you guys, it's too tragic. This is, how many months before the election, if they wouldn't have pulled out and made this and positioned this to stop these protests being in the news, yeah, they could have covered up the crime, the fraud all the way to the election. But now it's going to open up. We got to get the fraud back in the limelight again. One of the things, Scott, I'm kind of going all over the board here, but one of the things is, I have the other candidates don't have this. I have a platform. I have 6 million people on my social media, 12 million emails. I have all the influences in the country that I can reach out to get the word out. We don't have the Minnesota media, some of the worst in the United States, starting with the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Do you think they want Mike Lindell being, much less a Republican,
well,
being their governor?
I think they're a chief cheerleader for Iran. I mean, and everything anti-American you can think of. They're just
absolutely they are.
Communist yes. newspaper. It's absolutely awful. But yeah, your network. So obviously, he's going to do that. What is your? To me, Mike, that if a Republican governor can't be elected now, you'll never get a Republican governor in Minnesota because
ever.
Of the absolute malfeasance of the Biden years, and then walls, and Minnesota burning, more riots. Yep. Now, I mean, this is the time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There is no. It's a perfect setup. You guys, when I announced I was running for governor on December 11th. What a blessing. 5 days later, this fraud came out. The fraud will go down, Scott, you said it, as one of the biggest blessings Minnesota and this country has ever seen. Because it's going to open up to, hey, there are problems here. This is, with our politicians, our corrupt politicians in Minnesota, all the stuff that was done, just like the 2020 election when that was stolen, one of the biggest blessings of all time. Over the last 5 years, everything we've learned, it opens up people's eyes. People had to go through some bad times in Minnesota and to see this. And to hear about it, because this is stuff even the fake media and even the Star and Tribune, although they tried, they couldn't cover up this massive fraud. These people, as soon as you start going after Waltz and Keith Ellison, and if they're in on it, and that they get held accountable and put them in prison if they were part of it. Absolutely. Nobody could be this complacent and let this stuff go on. And I just think what a blessing it is, because that is what we need to open doors no man can shut, to be able to, for this time in history, to get in as governor and the trifecta in Minnesota. We only get one shot. It's kind of like the perfect timing when Donald Trump got in 2016 and then 2024. You had to have Obama, the biggest divider in history. You had to have him, or you wouldn't have got Donald Trump, because everybody had to see the problems that was caused. Sometimes people, you need bad things to happen. God uses all things for good for those who believe, everybody. We needed those things. This fraud is a huge blessing, and it's an opening. We got to walk through those doors, and I'm ready to walk through those doors to be the next governor of Minnesota.